Good evening, everybody. Please have a seat. On behalf of Michelle and myself, welcome to the White House. And thank you for joining us as we host President Hu and the Chinese delegation, and as we pay tribute to the bonds between two great nations and two proud peoples.
Oops.
There are too many distinguished guests to mention all of you tonight, but I do want to acknowledge a few who have championed relations between our nations. First of all, President Jimmy Carter and his wonderful wife, Rosalynn Carter, are here. As well as President Bill Clinton and my outstanding Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. President
Jimmy Carter 总统和他的伟大夫人 Rosalynn 还有 Bill Clinton 总统和我的出色的国务部长希拉里 Clinton.
President Hu, we have met today in a spirit of mutual respect. The United States, the oldest democracy in the world, and China, one of the oldest civilizations in the world.
胡主席，今天我们在这里是本着互相尊敬的精神而会见。美国，世界上最古老的民主制。
And while it's easy to focus on our differences of culture and perspective, let us never forget the values that our people share, a reverence for family, the belief that with education and hard work and with sacrifice, the future is what we make it. And most of all, the desire to give our children a better life.
虽然我们很容易把焦点放在我们文化上的差别或者观点上的差别，我们永远不应该忘记我们两国人民的共同价值观，像对家庭的崇敬。另外，有一个共同的信念，就是通过教育、辛苦工作和牺牌，未来是我们自己所创造的，最重要的。
Let's also never forget that throughout our history, our people have worked together for mutual progress. We've traded together for more than 200 years. We stood together in the Second World War. The Chinese immigrants and Chinese Americans have helped to build America, including many who join us here tonight.
而且让我们永远不要忘记，在历史上我们两国人民为了共同的进步而共同努力。我们有200多年的贸易的历史，我们在第二次大战的时候曾经站在一起，而且中国的移民和华裔美国人对美国的建设做出过贡献，其中包括许多今天晚上在座的人士。
The Chinese and American people work together and create new opportunities together every single day. Mr. President, today we've shown that our governments can work together as well for our mutual benefit. And that includes this bit of news. Under a new agreement, our National Zoo will continue to dazzle children and visitors with the beloved giant pandas.
Chinese 还能够继续让我们的孩子们和访问者来看到他们所喜爱的中国大熊猫。
I'm told that there is a Chinese proverb that says, if you want 1 year of prosperity, then grow grain. If you want 10 years of prosperity, then grow trees. But if you want 100 years of prosperity, then you grow people. And so I propose a toast.
提到有中国有一个谚语，听说它的意思是说，一年树谷，十年树木，百年树人。所以我提议我们一起举杯。
To our people, the citizens of the People's Republic of China and the United States of America. May they grow together in friendship, may they prosper together in peace, and may they realize their dream of the future for themselves, for their children, and for their grandchildren. Cheers.
为了中华人民共和国和美利坚合众国的公民，让他们在友谊中共同成长，在和平中共同繁荣，也希望他们实现他们为未来、为他们自己、为他们孩子、为他们孙子的梦想。
干杯！
尊敬的奥巴马总统和夫人，各位来宾，女士们、先生们、朋友们，晚上好。应奥巴马总统的邀请，我很高兴再一次来到美国进行国事访问。一踏上这片美丽的土地，我们就受到美国政府和人民的深情款待。今天晚上，奥巴马总统又为我们举行欢迎宴会，并发表了热情洋溢的讲话。我仅代表我的同事们，并以我个人的名义，向奥巴马总统和夫人，向在座的美国朋友们表示衷心的感谢，并通过你们向热情友好的美国人民转达中国人民的良好祝愿。向所有关心和支持中美关系发展的美国各界人士致以诚挚的问候。
President Obama and Mrs. Obama, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, dear friends, good evening. I'm delighted to once again come to the United States and pay a state visit at the invitation of President Obama. Since setting foot on this beautiful land, we have received the gracious hospitality of the U.S. government and people. This evening, President Obama is hosting this welcoming dinner for us and has just made warm remarks. On behalf of my colleagues and in my own name, I want to express heartfelt thanks to President and Mrs. Obama and other American friends present today. I also wish to convey through you the best wishes of the Chinese people to the friendly American people and extend cordial greetings to people from various sectors of the United States who have given care and support to the growth of China-US relations.
我这次应奥巴马总统的邀请访问美国，目的是增进互信，加强友谊，深化合作，推动21世纪及其合作全面的中美关系继续向前发展。近年来，特别是奥巴马总统就职两年来，在双方的共同努力下，中美关系得到长足发展，两国广泛领域交流合作不断扩大，双方在重大的国际和地区问题上保持密切沟通和协调，为促进亚太地区乃至世界的和平、稳定、繁荣 发挥了积极作用。
The purpose of my visit is to increase mutual trust, enhance friendship, deepen cooperation, and advance the positive, cooperative, and comprehensive China-U.S. relationship for the 21st century. In recent years, particularly over the past 2 years since President Obama took office, China-U.S. relations have made strong headway thanks to the joint efforts of both sides. We have increased exchanges and cooperation in a wide range of areas, maintained close communication and coordination on major international and regional issues, and played a positive role in promoting peace, stability, and prosperity in the Asia-Pacific region and the whole world.
在当前形势下，中美两国拥有的共同利益比以往任何时候都要广泛，担负的共同责任比以往任何时候都要重大，面临的共同挑战比以往任何时候都要严峻，因而保持中美关系长期健康稳定发展也就比以往任何时候都要重要，这是中美两国面临的客观现实，应该成为我们的共识。
Under the current circumstances, our two countries share broader common interests, shoulder bigger common responsibilities, and face more severe common challenges than at any time in history. As a result, it is more important than ever for us to maintain the long-term, sound, and the steady growth of our bilateral relations. This is the reality we face, and it should be recognized by both sides.
今天上午，我同奥巴马总统举行会谈，就中美关系及共同关心的国际和地区问题深入交换意见，达成重要共识。我们一致同意，两国应该密切高层和各个级别的交往，加强对话和沟通，增进战略互信，深化各个领域的交流合作，密切在国际和地区问题上的沟通和协调。尊重对方主权、领土完整和发展利益，妥善处理摩擦和分歧，致力于共同努力建设相互尊重、互利共赢的中美合作伙伴关系。
This morning, President Obama and I had an in-depth exchange of views on China-U.S. relations and international and regional issues of common interest, and we reached important agreement. We agreed.That our two countries should increase contacts at the top and other levels, strengthen strategic mutual trust through dialogue and communication, intensify exchanges and cooperation in all fields, and step up communication and coordination on international and regional issues. We agreed that the two countries should respect each other's sovereignty, territorial integrity, and development interests, properly handle differences and frictions.And work together to build a China-U.S. cooperative partnership based on mutual respect and mutual benefit.
回顾往昔，中美建交32年来走过的不平凡历程表明，两国的共同利益远远大于分歧，互利合作始终是两国关系主流。这坚定了我们推动中美关系发展的信心。展望未来，中美两国都面临着保持经济平稳发展和实现经济转型的艰巨任务，都需要应对经济全球化带来的各种挑战。这增强了我们加强合作的需要和意愿。
China-U.S. relations have traveled an extraordinary journey in the past 32 years since the establishment of diplomatic ties. A review of the history of our relations shows.That we have far more common interests than differences, and cooperation for mutual benefit has always been the mainstream of our relations. This has reinforced our confidence in further pushing forward our relationship. Today, both China and the United States are confronted with the arduous task of sustaining steady economic growth and achieving economic transformation.And we both need to tackle the various challenges brought by economic globalization. This has added to our need and desire to enhance cooperation.
我们要以更加坚定的信念，更加宽广的视野，更加积极的行动，脚踏实地，锐意进取，充分挖掘两国合作潜力，不断开创中美关系发展新局面。我相信，在双方的共同努力下，中美合作伙伴关系一定能够取得丰硕的成果，更好地造福两国人民，为世界和平与发展的崇高事业做出新的、更大的贡献。
We should pursue our relations with a stronger conviction, a broader vision, and more proactive approach. We need to take solid steps and make pioneering efforts to fully tap the potential of cooperation and strive for new progress in China-US relations. I am confident that with joint efforts, China-US cooperative partnership will yield bountiful fruits for the greater benefit of our people and make new and bigger contribution to the noble cause of world peace and development.
现在我提议，为奥巴马总统和夫人的健康，为在座的各位朋友的健康，为中美两国人民的友谊不断加强，为中美关系不断发展，干杯。
Health of President and Mrs. Obama, to the health of all friends present here, to the stronger friendship between the people of China and the United States, and to the steady growth of China-US relations. Cheers.